Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the fat guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaff and I are giving the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today we're going to be talking about the single greatest exercise to perform. Big debate about this.
What is it?
What do you think? I know what it is. I want to know if you know. Actually, there's still a lot of debate about it, but what do you think it is?
Sex.
That one wasn't on the list, but that is actually a good one. No, that is a good one.
That's what I pick.
You put that. You put that in the exercise category.
For me, it is
okay.
And then if I add my wife in the mix, it's two people exercising.
Yes, that's a good point. Well, listen, some people would say, well, probably swimming, or let's say, you know, if you did the butterfly stroke, because that actually incorporates a large muscle group, your back, you're doing a lot of stuff. But apparently, due to the high risk of injury, you need a pool. You probably need to get coached on how to do that. May not be the best exercise to do. Okay, so what do you think? So we have that, and there was a bunch of experts that were polled, and it seems that walking seems to be the best. Now, this is interesting information that just recently came out. When they looked at people that went from a sedentary lifestyle, and they looked at the risk of dying prematurely from any cause, they dropped 20% if they exercised 30 minutes, now we're talking about a brisk walk, 30 minutes five times a week. Now, here's what's really interesting. If these people actually made it from 30 to 90 minutes of exercise, 4 to 5 times a week, their risk of dying from premature death dropped by only 4%.
Oh, so 30 or 90. Same thing.
No, 30 was 20%, 90 was 4%. So the more that you did,
the worse it is. There you go. Works for me.
So it looks like
exercise less.
And, you know, walking, you don't need any coaching. You can pretty much, everyone knows how to do walking, and you can pretty much do it anywhere. Other researchers were asked about this. They said the single best exercise would be potentially doing the squat thrust. Remember the old squat thrust?
I used to like that.
Right, in school?
That where you squat down, yeah. You put your legs
right,
behind
exactly.
You.
Right, exactly. They're called burpees as well, but I never heard of that before, but they're squat thrusts. And the problem is that, you know, there's only so many you can do with those. You
How
know?
Many?
Well, I mean, you can't.
10?
You can't. It's hard to do that for about 20 minutes, 20, 25 minutes. So, you know,
that would probably be good to mix in there.
Yeah, no, it would be good to mix in there, and it's a great exercise to do. Other people were also asked, they also said the squat was the single greatest exercise to do. And if you popped off about 20, 25 of those, and you added some resistance to that, that would probably be the best. Other experts that were polled said the
lunges,
high,
they always like lunges.
No,
squats. No,
no
lunges.
Nope, just squats. They didn't lunges weren't included, but the high intensity interval training made it to the list too. And it seems that there's something to that. The interval training, especially when they looked at runners and they polled runners, for runners who were doing just the single intensity, just long slow distances, versus if they went to the track and did sprints, they actually enjoyed doing the sprints more than doing the long slow distances. So
interesting.
Interesting.
What do you
stuff.
Like more? You like long, slow distance.
Well, I think this information really puts it out there that I really need to reevaluate the things that I do. I love to run, and I love to run those long, slow distances, but I probably need to start doing some different stuff.
Yeah, but isn't the real criteria of what you personally like, not what some researcher likes?
Well, but the thing is, it's more about there's also the issue of compliance. And, you know, a lot of times they're looking at exercises in terms of what is the compliance rate for people to continue doing this stuff.
So it's probably easier for an average person to be compliant walking, but for you, it probably is easier for you to be compliant running.
Yeah, it might be, but
that's my advice.
I've been running for many, many years, Lee.
And you're still compliant.
And I'm still compliant. No, but to change, that's going to be a tough, you know?
You don't do change well.
Exactly.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy are your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.